Saudi Head Start Program, Module 2, Side 3, Lesson 2.
Drills on Conversation. Listen to the conversation as spoken at normal speed.
أنا الرائد جون آدمز.
من وين؟
من البعثة الأمريكية.
مرحبا، تشرفنا. إيش تبغي؟
أبغي أشوف العقيد أحمد.
اتفضل، العقيد موجود.
Major Adams introduces himself to the soldier on duty in Colonel Ahmed's office and says,
أنا الرائد جون آدمز.
Meaning, I am Major John Adams. Listen to the rolling of the R.
أنا الرائد جون آدمز. أنا الرائد جون آدمز.
Now you repeat it, first in parts, then together.
أنا الرائد جون آدمز. أنا الرائد جون آدمز. أنا الرائد جون آدمز. أنا الرائد جون آدمز. أنا الرائد جون آدمز.
The soldier on duty then asks,
من وين؟
Meaning from where, or where from. You have already learned the word من, meaning from. وين means where. Listen again to what the soldier says.
من وين؟ من وين؟ من وين؟
Now you say it after the speaker.
من وين؟ من وين؟ من وين؟
Adams thereupon answers,
من البعثة الأمريكية.
Which means from the American mission. The word in Arabic for mission is
بعثة.
Here you have a somewhat difficult word to learn to pronounce. You have to say ب, then you have to say the strangled ah sound without really saying the ah part of it. And this is immediately followed by the sound th, as in the word thud. Listen carefully to how the word is pronounced, first in two parts, and then as a whole word.
بعثة. 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 بعثة.
Now you repeat it after the speaker. Try to tighten your throat muscles between the sounds b and th. First repeat the word in two parts, then repeat it as a whole word.
بعثة. 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 بعثة.
In Arabic, the mission would be
البعثة.
Repeat it after the speaker.
البعثة. 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 البعثة.
Now let's say the phrase from the mission, which would be in Arabic
من البعثة.
Listen to it again.
من البعثة. من البعثة. من البعثة.
Now you repeat it.
من البعثة. من البعثة. من البعثة.
The word for American is
أمريكي.
Listen to it.
أمريكي. أم ري كي. أمريكي. أمريكي. أمريكي.
Now you say it.
أمريكي. 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 أمريكي.
The word أمريكي has two forms, a masculine and a feminine form. The masculine form is the form you have just learned, that is, أمريكي. If a man wants to say, I am an American, he says,
أنا أمريكي.
Let's hear you say it. In fact, you may often have to say this phrase when you're in Saudi Arabia. Repeat after the speaker.
أنا أمريكي. أنا أمريكي. أنا أمريكي.
The feminine form of the word أمريكي is أمريكية, with double Y and A added to the word أمريكي. Listen to it again.
أمريكية. 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 أمريكية.
Now you repeat it.
أمريكية. 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 أمريكية.
If your wife or daughter is with you in Saudi Arabia and wishes to say in Arabic that she's an American, she has to use this feminine form of the word. She would say,
أنا أمريكية. أنا أمريكية.
Repeat the phrase for I'm an American, as she would say it.
أنا أمريكية. أنا أمريكية. أنا أمريكية.
In the Arabic language, it is not only people that are considered masculine or feminine. Every noun in the language is either masculine or feminine, and don't ask why. For example, the word for army, jesh, is masculine, whereas the word for mission, ba'tha, is feminine. If you want to say the American army, since army is a masculine word, you should also use the masculine form of American. And remember that in Arabic we say the army, the American. Listen.
الجيش الأمريكي. الجيش الأمريكي. الجيش الأمريكي.
Repeat it after the speaker.
الجيش الأمريكي. الجيش الأمريكي. الجيش الأمريكي.
In the phrase the American mission, since mission is a feminine word, you have to use the feminine form of the word American. And of course you have to put the word il before both ba'tha and amrikiya. Listen.
Al-ba'tha al-amrikiya. Al-ba'tha al-amrikiya. Al-ba'tha al-amrikiya.
Now you say it after the speaker. First one word at a time, then together.
Al-ba'tha. الأمريكية. البعثة. الأمريكية. البعثة. الأمريكية. البعثة الأمريكية. البعثة الأمريكية. البعثة الأمريكية.
Now say the phrase meaning from the American mission, which is
من البعثة الأمريكية.
Repeat it.
من البعثة الأمريكية. من البعثة الأمريكية. من البعثة الأمريكية. من البعثة الأمريكية.
Now let's assume that I want to know where you are from, and you are from the American mission. Listen to my question, and tell me that you are from the American mission.
أنت من وين؟
Your answer could have been
من البعثة الأمريكية.
Or it could have been
أنا من البعثة الأمريكية.
The Saudi soldier on duty responds in a typically Arab polite and hospitable manner. He says,
مرحبا, تشرفنا,
which means, hello, glad to meet you. These two words you have already learned. Let's repeat the soldier's reply.
مرحبا, تشرفنا. مرحبا, تشرفنا. مرحبا. تشرفنا. مرحبا. تشرفنا.
Then the Saudi soldier adds,
إيش تبغي؟
Which, as you know, means, what can I do for you? Or more literally, what do you want? Repeat it after the speaker.
إيش تبغي؟ إيش تبغي؟ إيش تبغي؟
Major Adams then states what he has come for. He says,
أبغي أشوف العقيد أحمد.
Which means, I would like to see Colonel Ahmed. The word أبغي, meaning I want or I would like, is one which you already know from the phrase أبغي مترجم, I want an interpreter. The word أشوف, meaning I see, is a new one for you. Listen to it.
أشوف, أشوف, أشوف.
You say it.
أشوف, 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 أشوف.
The phrase أبغي شوف literally means I want, I see. This is the way Arabs say I want to see. Listen to it.
أبغي أشوف. أبغي أشوف.
Now you say it, first in two parts, then together.
أبغي أشوف. أبغي أشوف. أبغي أشوف. أبغي أشوف. أبغي أشوف.
The name Ahmed, the colonel's name, is one of the most common names among Arabs, and you may have heard it before. The H in the name is the heavy, strong type. First, listen to the name.
Ahmed. Ahmed. Ahmed.
Now you say it.
Ahmed. أحمد أحمد أحمد.
The word for colonel in Arabic is
عقيد.
The first sound in the word is the strangled A sound, which is then followed by the K-type sound, which is said deep in the throat. Listen to the word carefully.
عقيد 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 عقيد.
Now you try to say it. Remember that the whole first part of the word is said in the back of your throat.
عقيد 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 عقيد.
Now the speaker will say العقيد, meaning the colonel. Repeat it after him.
العقيد 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 العقيد.
Listen to how the speaker says Colonel Ahmed.
العقيد أحمد. العقيد أحمد.
You repeat it, first a word at a time, then together.
العقيد أحمد. العقيد أحمد. العقيد أحمد. العقيد أحمد. العقيد أحمد.
Okay, now we should be ready to say the whole Arabic version of I would like to see Colonel Ahmed. First, listen to it.
أبغي أشوف العقيد أحمد. أبغي أشوف العقيد أحمد.
You repeat it, first in parts, then together.
أبغي أشوف العقيد أحمد. 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 أبغي أشوف العقيد أحمد.
The Saudi soldier answers Major Adams's request by saying,
اتفضل العقيد موجود.
Which means, please come in, the colonel is in. The first word, تفضل, you have already learned. As you know, it has the basic meaning of please or be my guest. In fact, it is used by Arabs almost any time they want to oblige someone else. So when you say اتفضل استريح, it means please have a seat. When you say اتفضل سيجارة, it means please have a cigarette. In the context of this conversation, the word اتفضل means please come in. The word موجود literally means found, but generally is used in the sense of in or here, that is, present and not absent. Listen to it.
موجود. موجود. موجود.
Repeat it.
موجود. 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 موجود.
Now listen to how the speaker says, the colonel is in.
العقيد موجود. العقيد موجود.
Now you repeat it, first in two parts, then together.
العقيد موجود. العقيد موجود. العقيد موجود. العقيد موجود. العقيد موجود.
Okay, now let's say the whole line, which is
اتفضل العقيد موجود.
Repeat.
اتفضل العقيد موجود. اتفضل العقيد موجود. اتفضل العقيد موجود. اتفضل العقيد موجود.
Okay, now let's assume that you have walked into a Saudi Army headquarters office. You should say, first of all, Assalamu alaikum, to which you will get the reply, Wa alaikum assalam. You want to see the colonel. How would you say this? You would say,
أبغي أشوف العقيد.
Repeat it after the speaker.
أبغي أشوف العقيد. أبغي أشوف العقيد.
Another good question might be, is the colonel in? In Arabic, that would be
العقيد موجود.
You repeat it.
العقيد موجود. العقيد موجود.
Now let's review the conversation. First translate each Arabic sentence as you hear it.
أنا الرائد جون آدمز.
I'm Major John Adams.
من وين؟
From where?
من البعثة الأمريكية.
From the American Mission.
مرحبا، تشرفنا.
Hello, glad to meet you.
إيش تبغي؟
What can I do for you?
أبغي أشوف العقيد أحمد.
I would like to see Colonel Ahmed.
اتفضل.
Please come in.
العقيد موجود.
The Colonel is in. Now repeat each sentence or phrase after you hear it.
أنا الرائد جون آدمز.
من وين؟
من البعثة الأمريكية.
مرحبا، تشرفنا. إيش تبغي؟
أبغي أشوف العقيد أحمد.
اتفضل. العقيد موجود.
Let's see if you can translate each line from English to Arabic. I'm Major John Adams.
أنا الرائد جون آدمز.
From where?
من وين؟
From the American Mission.
من البعثة الأمريكية.
Hello, glad to meet you.
مرحبا, اتشرفنا.
What can I do for you?
ايش تبغي؟
I would like to see Colonel Ahmed.
ابغي اشوف العقيد احمد.
Please come in.
اتفضل.
The colonel is in.
العقيد موجود.
Now we will have the whole conversation. You are Major Adams, and I am the Saudi soldier on duty. Go ahead and tell me who you are. Start now.
من وين؟
مرحبا, تشرفنا. ايش تبغي؟ اتفضل, العقيد موجود.
Repeat this exercise until you can do it fluently and without hesitation. Now let's assume that you are sitting in your American military office in Saudi Arabia and a Saudi appears in the doorway. He has said, Assalamu alaikum, and you replied, Wa alaikum assalam. Tell him, please come in. You should say,
اتفضل.
Okay, he has stepped into your office and told you that his name is Abdulaziz Dosri. Ask him where he's from. You would say,
من وين؟
He has said that he is from the Saudi Air Force. Now tell him hello and that you're glad to meet him. You would say,
مرحبا, اتشرفنا.
Now ask him, what can I do for you? That would be,
ايش تبغي?
He says that he wants to see Colonel Johnson, your superior. Tell him to please come in, and that the colonel is in. You would say,
اتفضل, العقيد موجود.
Practice this exercise until you can do it fluently and with no mistakes.